Good morning from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church in beautiful Silver Hill, Alabama, and welcome to our Sunday morning worship encouragement, God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me through the night from all harm and danger. I pray that you would keep me this day from all sin and evil, that in all my thoughts and words and deeds I may serve and please you. Into your hands I commend my body and soul and all that is mine. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil one may have no power over me. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the greatness of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only, I have sinned, and done what is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified when thou dost speak, and blameless when thou dost judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Lutherans subscribe to the great confessions of faith of the early church. God has not changed, and our faith remains firm in the teachings of the Bible. That's why we often share what is called the Apostles' Creed in our weekly worship. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Well, let's pray together as we ready our hearts for today's Bible reading. Gracious Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth and sharing your good news of salvation for mankind. Open your holy word to us this morning. Along with our Heavenly Father and your Holy Spirit, minister to our hearts and nurture us in your word. Amen. We like to think about the good old days when people did the right thing. Guess what? There weren't any days like that. After mankind's fall into sin, there was only violence and discord. God wiped the slate clean with the great flood of 5,000 years ago or so. With Noah, God started over, but things didn't change a whole lot. St. Paul is writing in today's lesson under the guidance of the Holy Spirit 2,000 years ago. Here's what he writes. Romans 12, verses 1 through 5. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. The central question we're looking at this morning is this: how are believers to behave as they live in the world? The answer? We are to keep God in focus. Let's take a look at how God desires His people to live. The first point is pretty simple. Be a sacrifice. A sacrifice is holy. It is special. It is set apart for a special purpose. It is reserved for God. A sacrifice must be acceptable. God is specific that not all things are holy. Not all things are acceptable. Some sacrifices are automatically rejected. There were clean animals, animals that were acceptable for sacrifice, goats and sheep and cattle and doves. There were unclean animals, animals that were not acceptable for sacrifice, camels and pigs and buzzards and eagles. A sacrifice is given. God commanded sacrifice. There were morning sacrifices. There were evening sacrifices. There were monthly sacrifices. There were festival sacrifices. God did not give a sacrifice to Himself. Someone has to give the sacrifice. God provided the ram in the story of Abraham and Isaac. Abraham offered the sacrifice. Our sacrifice is to live, not to die. God's desire for us, sacrifice ourselves. We have a spirit that can make a choice to serve God. The best animal sacrifice could not make that choice. God desires our heart, a heart that will choose to serve Him. Our sacrifice is to be in what we do. God desires us to use our lives for Him. Life goes on. It is not a point in time. It continues. Our decision to serve God, to make that choice, is to be a decision that continues. Don't kill your sacrifice, but allow it to continue to give. The priests ministered according to the law, but God does not desire death. Do you remember? He desires a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. The priests of the Old Testament had quite a list of things to do when it came to animal sacrifice. What to sacrifice, how to sacrifice, where to put what part of the animal, what to share with the offering of the person, and what to keep. But look at that contrite heart sacrifice. Our sacrifice is to be given according to God's desire for the body of Christ. The rule book relates to giving within the church, having a heart for God's people because they, in a sense, are the body of His Son. Here's the point. There is no issue of choice here. God's goal for us is to be within the body of Christ and to work with the rest of the members of that body. We are a team, and we need to be sacrificial as a team. Working together in sacrifice to the Lord makes Him happy. It is God's desire for us to be focused in Him and on His plans for His team. Well, how do we know we are in God's will, in that service talked about in verse 1? Be in God's will. Don't be focused on the world. Think, no focus on the world. Don't be conformed. Don't be together with the world. Be transformed. Be apart or over the world. Bring your mind and thoughts under control. Think, renewed minds. Change the way your mind works. Renew it. Revitalize it. Bring the mind of Christ to your mind. Think like Christ. That frees from the thinking of the world that presses you down and represses you. Do some godly research. Determine what is God's will. Think, where is God leading me in this life? Check out Jesus Christ. Test or prove like an assay test to see how Christ's purity works in the world. You will find that Christ breaks the form, breaks the mold, sets free, brings into the presence of God. Recognize who you are in God. Think God's way, God's word for guidance. Changing our minds' thinking frees us to see who we are. We are redeemed because of Jesus. We are made a part of the body of Christ because of Jesus. We are able to think clearly because of Jesus and His Holy Spirit. Changing our mind's thinking frees us to see who God is and what His mind desires for us. Use the measure of faith you've been given. Think, what is God's recipe here? Measures are quantities. God has measured out what we have. The recipe is right to produce results in the life we have been allocated. God is cooking with gas and we're on the stove. And what He is cooking is good. Here's the point. You and I are called to be in God's will. Sacrificial living means being within His will. It is a calling. That means there is choice here. We are called and we can choose to change the way we think. We can choose to become a team player on Christ's team to use God's playbook when it comes to our daily living. We can choose to keep God in our sights and in our focus for life. Well, how does this work out practically? Be a team player. There's one team called the body. Football has a coach or a quarterback who calls the plays. Lousy coach or lousy quarterback, then lousy play. If the players don't know what to do, if there is no leadership, they flounder on the field. The people watching TV take a potty break or they go to get some snacks or choose to run over to Walmart or something. The team has to play as a team. They need to follow a plan. Then there is success. When each knows what to do, the team works. No plan, no work. Each team member has a job to do. No team members are alike. No two team members do exactly the same thing. Like a football team, two members may tackle the same opponent, but they come at the task from different angles. Like a football team, two members can work together or they can work separately, but they all have the same goal. Success comes with focus on the collective task. God does not call on us to tasks that arise from our desires. That's where the church hierarchy fails. That's where the homosexual agenda in the church fails. That's where we fail when we put our desires before Christ. God calls us to work with others where we have His, God's, common goal. Jesus called on His followers to reach the world as they were going in the world. The task is to be going. The task is to be doing. The task is to be working with others because we all go together in life. The point is this. God calls on us to be team players. God calls on us to follow Christ. God calls on us to think like Christ. God calls on us to be sacrificial in our living. He doesn't say it's going to be easy. God calls on us to be in His will, to keep Him in focus. As we end our time together, let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, please join us for worship this morning at 10 a.m. if you can. Zion Lutheran Church is a liturgical traditional Lutheran church located in Silver Hill on the corner of 4th Avenue and 7th Street. We are one block south of State Highway 104 and two blocks west of Highway 55. If you find the Silver Hill Library landmark, you are just a block away. Look for our signs. Want more information about our Lutheran Fellowship? Come to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or give us a call at 945-5209. May God bless you in your spiritual walk this week, and don't forget to catch God's loving kindness in the morning next Sunday, same time and same place on your radio dial.